Tomas, we are back, my friend. You know what that means? Time for a little bit more Tasty Live with this. What's your assumption? But before we get to that assumption, Saznov, I know how you like to downplay your wealth sometime. And I know you want to say your, you know, your family was from Kips Bay, which runs from 23rd Street to 34th Street by 3rd Avenue. And the UN is on 46th Street and 1st Avenue, more like Turtle Bay neighborhood. My Taiwanese sources say, yeah, you might want to say you were in like the Lower East Side, but you were uppity.
No, I said upper. I said upper. I didn't mean lower. But it was Kips Bay. And because I used to go.
You weren't by the UN.
Right by the UN. And I used to go.
The UN's on 43rd.
Listen, I don't care what you say. I know where I was. 46th. Kips Bay, because I used to go to Kips Bay Pizzeria. It was run
so
by.
So they moved the UN?
Yes. I used to go to the Kips Bay Pizzeria, and it was right downstairs.
Maybe that's where your grandfather used to take you to see his gumada. But no. The UN was on 46th, where your family was.
That's fine. And Rocky Marciano had a pizzeria there.
Beautiful. Rocky Marciano.
Rocky Marciano had a pizzeria there with a boxing ring in the pizzeria. And I used to.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool. I used to go there. Used to love it. Rocky Marciano.
Very nice.
Yep.
When did they move the UN? In like the 70s, the 80s?
I don't know. Sometime. Oh, God. Sometime. I've never been in the UN. But
Got it. Just live there.
It's 8:44 in the morning. And we are playing New York Geography, if you care. Trying to look and see.
And not these. Well, I might add.
And not well. Yes. All right, let's do it. Let's take a look. You know what? Let me just see this for 1 second. I did mess up something this morning. God, I am so
What'd
mad
you
at
mess
myself.
Up?
Nothing. I just did something stupid. And it makes me mad. Let's see what else. Nah, I'm good. Let's see what we got this morning. Let's see where
AMD is down 9, Amazon up about up about $6. Starbucks still weak.
Let's see where the Tasty Traders came to play this morning. Done. All right, let's see what we got. So these are trade ideas, trade assumptions that came in from viewers. All over. First one's from Justin in Santa Clara, California. He's looking at you. The price of you has reached the 25 level 7 or 8 times in the past 2 years. Time to fly. Is that Unity?
Yeah, Unity software. He is right now. It's been lower. It's been down to 22 or so, but it's 24 and a Q.
I mean, I could have sworn this stock, well, it must have been a lot. It hasn't had an uptick all year, has it?
It has not had an uptick all year. It started the year closer to 30 or 35 or 40 than it has 25.
Want the good news, Justin?
It has earnings May 9th, by the way.
Justin, you want the good news or the bad news? The good news is I agree with you. I'd rather be long it here than short it for no reason.
That's the bad news.
Good news is I'd rather be long it than short it. The bad news is I don't know if this thing, if the options in here trade.
The bad news, he agrees with you. That's not the good news. He's trying to trick you.
A couple of one lots have traded today.
Yeah, not a lot.
Not a lot in the world of Unity software. I mean, normally I would sell a naked put. That's what I would sell in here.
Okay.
Yeah, but the markets are kind of wide. How do you get a fill?
Yeah, it's going to be hard.
If
anybody can do it, you can, Saznov.
I don't even know where to start. The 20 puts are 75.81 and the 21 puts are 105.129. I mean, hopefully somebody has to buy a put in there somewhere.
Put it in a little higher than mid price and let it sit.
So which puts? The 21 puts?
Sure.
So the market is 105.125, so put them in at 115.
Okay.
All right, we'll try it. And the only reason, Justin, is just because I mean, there's just not a lot of volume in there. I'm just taking a shot. I mean, I honestly, this is the kind of stock, if you like it, I think I'd almost rather buy the stock.
And what about buying the stock and selling it? Remember, it has earnings May 9th.
What about a put spread? The 21, nah, it's too cheap. Oh, well,
buy stock, sell calls, sell the 27 calls in June. The 27 calls are trading for around $1.60. In June. Well, you can do it as one click next time, but sure.
I know, but I was just trying to see if I could get filled stock below, and I got filled way too easy. All right, I'll try to sell some calls. I'm going to need an uptick here.
This has got butcher written all over it.
Let's keep going.
Okie dokie. So you bought stock.
Yeah. Worst case is I own a little stock.
Got it.
I've done worse things in my life. CrowdStrike. I like this stock. I don't trade it very well, I think. CRWD. $291 stock.
Yeah, they want to be neutral.
Kind of mid-range. 65 IV rank. This is an iron condor at the expected move. June expected move is $40. Stock's trading 290. So we're going to start at the 240, 230, and which is $50. And we're going to go $50 higher, 340, 350. Comes out to 290. That was too easy. We got filled at 295.
Beautiful.
Easy peasy. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Your pizzeria was on 31st and 2nd, Sadnoff.
Well, that's where my grandparents lived then. 31st and 2nd, because it was right downstairs.
They had a fire there.
I don't know how they got their money out, but I'm just saying.
It closed in 71, I think.
It's possible, I don't know.
Yeah.
But so
you were 10 blocks away on each side from where you said you were, but okay.
Well, that's where it was. I don't remember. Let's go to the next slide. All I remember is Rocky Graciano's Pizzeria.
You got filled in crowd.
CrowdStrike. I sold the Iron Condor for $295.
That is correct.
Let's go to the next one. It's BPH. This is Gary from Melbourne, Australia.
Hey, Gary.
Hello, Melbourne. Did I ever tell you my best Melbourne story?
No. Did you have a pizzeria there too?
No. But I do have a good Melbourne story. So I got to go to Melbourne, Australia for a meeting. I've never been to Australia. You know, I've never been to Melbourne, obviously. So this guy that we work with is on our board. He calls me because we got to get to Australia to negotiate something. So I'm like, oh my God, how far is Australia? He goes, this far. So we fly from Chicago.
A long walk.
Well, he was in Pittsburgh. So he flies from Pittsburgh to Chicago. And then we fly from Chicago to LA. And then or San Francisco, I don't remember. And then from LA or San Francisco, we take Qantas to Sydney. And then Sydney to Melbourne, right? We do this without, basically, you know, no layovers, nothing like that. Just switch planes, blah, blah, blah. It's like 20 some odd hours, 22 hours, the whole deal. I'm only going to be in Melbourne for 1.5 days. We're doing this on a weekend. Okay. We have one meeting.
You got filled in Unity calls.
Yeah. So we have one meeting. So we're there for a day and a half. So all I have is a backpack, whatever. I'm just doing like a software demo for, you know, a big bank, whatever. So they go, we're going to take you guys, because they knew we were only there for 2 days. They go, we're going to take you to an Australian rules football game. So I'm like, awesome. Never been to one. It'll be fun. We get off the plane. We grab some lunch. We hadn't even slept, you know, whatever. It's been like 2 days. Take a shower. The guys go, we're going to Australian rules football game. We'll pick you up in a half hour. I go, great. So they go, oh yeah, you need a jacket, like a sports coat. Otherwise you can't get into the whatever, the club day, whatever, whatever it was. I go, I didn't bring a sports coat. You know, I carried a backpack. I didn't bring a sports coat. They go, well, you got to have a sports coat. So I'm like, oh, great. So I asked at the hotel, the desk. I go, where's the nearest clothing shop? They go, it's like 2 blocks down that way. Got a blah, blah, blah. So I go in this clothing boutique. I go, hey, do you have a sports coat? The guy goes, he looks at me and he goes, I got the perfect coat for you. He grabs the coat off the rack. He hands it to me. I put it on. It fits. I go, perfect. I go, how much is this? He goes, $1,500.
You know, he said, how much is it? You really need it, don't you? And you went, yeah, you went $1,500.
I only had 30 minutes to get a sports coat and get back to get my ride to the game. So I run down there, grab the first sports coat the guy hands me. It's $1,500. I pay it. I get in the car. We drive over to the game. I go to the game. I get to the game. Every single person there is in a
suit.
No. There's not a single person in a sports coat or anything. They're all in jerseys. Every single person is in a jersey. There's not a single sports coat everywhere. But there's
one. They didn't want to spend $1,500. I mean, so they just put
it on. I go to the guy, you told me I had to bring a sports coat. I'm the only idiot in a sports coat in the whole place. He goes, well, I should have told you you could be a sports coat or you can wear a jersey. I go, I would have worn a jersey. They go, well, we didn't know, you know, blah, blah, blah. I go, there's not one person in the whole place. Everybody's got a jersey on. I got a sports coat. I'm such a loser.
You're that guy.
So now I go downstairs to the souvenir shop, and because I don't want that stupid sports coat. I go downstairs to the souvenir shop, and I buy the jersey, put the jersey on, and then there's a guy there. He looks about my size, you know, like an usher or something. I go, hey, I just spent $1,500 on this sports coat. I have no interest in it. It's yours. He goes, thank you. I'll take it.
Fits like a glove.
Fits like a glove. Anyway, that's my Australian rules football story.
You're the best.
Those guys
won a jersey.
They picked me clean. All right, go back to that slide, John. Sorry about that. So, Gary, that's what it cost me there last time. But the Australian rules football game was good. I saw the Hilltoppers play somebody. I can't remember who the other team was, but I had a Hilltopper, or I don't remember the jersey. Thought it was blue and white stripes, whatever. Anyway, BPH, whatever that is. What is it?
You don't know what B, it's BHP.
BHP.
Not BPH.
Is that British Petroleum?
BHP Group. No, this is different.
Oh, what is it?
There's very little volume, but the markets are 10 cents wide, but it is a $55 stock. I don't think you can have any interest in it. What does it do? I don't know. I'll find out for you. BHP.
This stock doesn't trade at all. Listen, I don't know anything about this, Gary. Like, I'll do something tiny in there just for the hell of it. I sold some 52.5 puts for 90 cents just to show good faith.
Is it old Barrick Gold?
Oh, is that what it is?
Could be. I don't know.
Huh. Okay. All right, let's go to the next slide. And I'm just playing the game.
Did you ever, just harken back to the days, I know you've only worn sport coats a couple of times. Did you go to the movies with the founder of a company? I think JJ might have been there too, with a sport coat that didn't fit you.
Never once.
Are you sure?
Never once.
Or maybe it was JJ's sport coat that didn't fit you.
Carn Dog. Carn Dog from Anaheim, California. VLO.
The founder of a Fortune 500 company and the sport coat didn't fit you?
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm being told.
No, your sources are they have no idea. VLO, Valero. 40 IV rank. Let's do a strangle in Valero. All right. I have not traded Valero in a long time. Valero doesn't trade that much either, but.
Boy, that was easy. You got filled in PHP too.
Yeah, I stayed really small. Valero, how about a 16 Delta call? And how about a, well, there's a 14 Delta put. 16 delta call, 14 delta put. Strangle trades for 292.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working at boss 288, maybe. That's my number, 288. I think they're going to be filled. Nothing done. We're working it. Let's go next slide. Love. I'm long, love. It's $26 Southwest Airlines. It is a PIG pig. We have the 27.5 straddle on. The calls are 68 cents. The puts are nothing in. The calls are 68 cents and the puts are $2.10. What is Stephen from Maryland want to do here? Love, vol, elevated post earnings, June strangle with some long delta. I'm in it already. I'll add to that position, but the only thing I think you can do in here is the 27.5 straddle. I don't usually do straddles, but like you said, like, you know, this fits me.
Mm-hmm.
Big 277, you get filled. I'm working 278, nothing done. 277, nothing done yet, working it. Let's go to the next slide. Chewy, oh my God, I haven't traded Chewy in a while. Adam from Jersey City, Jersey. C-H-W-Y, have not traded Chewy. Oh my God, it's down to $14, $15.
I mean, everybody loves Chewy. I just had some stuff delivered. Chewy's good.
Yeah, my wife orders dog crap from Chewy.
Dog crap from Chewy.
I mean, you know, dog stuff. Learn. Dog stuff. I meant dog stuff. I got to be nice. There's
my time. And my Taiwanese sources say you butchered Melbourne. It's Melbourne.
What'd I say?
You said Melbourne.
Melbourne?
It's more like Melbourne.
Melbourne?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but in Melbourne, they say Melbourne. And has that person ever been there? I've been there.
One time for 36 hours. All of a sudden, you have it all down pat.
36 hours. Just got filled in something. Valero. You wait long enough, they come home to you.
Yeah, you just gotta wait them out.
Let's see, where was I? Chewy. I mean, what can you do in Chewy? The 15 puts, right? Really? That's it.
Yeah, what else are you gonna do?
I love Chewy. And so I think you gotta, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, I don't usually sell in the money puts. I mean, you could do it. Oh, filled in love. Wait long enough.
Beautiful.
Look at this market. The spoo's down 22 now.
Yeah, quickly, too. Bond's still up 12.
Hey, Chewy, covered call, buy stock, sell 17.5 calls, or sell the 15 puts?
I mean, I think selling the puts is easier for you, for a simpleton like you.
157, sold the 15 puts, Adam. Let's go next slide.
Beautiful.
Oh my God, these are blasts from the past. Michael from Madrid. We haven't traded HPQ in 5 years.
Yeah, let's take a look at what you're going to see here. I have a feeling it's not too much.
HPQ, I don't...
Earnings June 4th.
We used to trade this all the time, Michael. Yeah, we have not traded it. Freaking forever. Neutral to slightly bullish. Has this stock moved in 12 years?
About as much as you do. 27.91. I guess it's at the low end of its most recent range this year. So it's on its butt for the year. If you look back a full year, it's probably mid-range.
I mean,
it doesn't have much of a range. Let's just call it.
A crappy strangle in here. Michael, I mean, you can't make much. I think you got to reduce your size because it's kind of garbage. But the 26.30 is all you can do, and it trades. Right. It's going to trade around. I mean, it's probably going to trade at 104. I put in at 105, I got filled, but I did it small. It's a tiny trade. I think you make 20, 25 cents, maybe. Let's go to the next one. Adrian from Long Island, looking at AMD. Well, we're locked and loaded in there, Adrian.
Mm-hmm.
If I was bullish yesterday, I'm going to be a little more bullish today. AMD, we played it to the long side. You're bullish, I'm bullish. Might see reverse from earnings drop.
By the way, that PHB is the biggest company in Australia, second biggest miner in the world.
Yeah.
My Taiwan sources.
Yeah, I think now it's coming back to, I remember a little. I think I've actually traded it before. AMD, we're short the 4070 strangle right now. That's a pretty bullish position, eh? I would have no issue adding to that small. Okay. The 40 puts are 550 and 550 and the 70 calls are 330. I kind of don't mind that strangle for 882.
Beautiful.
Hang on, I have to make one very minor adjustment.
Shifting from the left side to the right or the right side to the left, what kind of adjustment are you doing?
Okay, sorry. Let's go to the next slide. Blake from Oshkosh is looking at Dell. We don't trade.
Yes, looking at Dell.
We don't trade Dell very often. Neutral.
No, but I think did Baby Shark or somebody mention Dell once?
We did have a Dell position on. Dell trades more better than some of the other stocks that are listed today. Some of these are, let's see, plenty of vol to sell.
Dell's been on a nice tear to the upside. It's down $3 this morning, 280.
Yeah, crazy high IV rank. They must have earnings coming out.
Dell has earnings coming May 30th.
I think in June. I think you go to the expected move in June, which is about $20, 17 and a half. You go $20 out of the money. So you go 140, probably 145 on the call side. And on the put side, maybe, oh man, is there a call skew in here or what?
Yeah.
$20 out of the money on the put side, on the call side is $4. $20 out of the money on the put side is $1.95. We call that.
What's a new subscriber to do?
We call that skew. What kind of skew is this? You're going to have to do something very messy in here. 150, 100. Like I said, it's a little messy.
Okie dokie.
We're trying, Blake. Let's see what we get. I think it trades. I'm in at 438. Nothing done right now. I think it trades around 436. Dell is not it's at best a 3-star liquidity. Let's go to the next slide. Jay from Philly. He is.
Hey, Jay.
Jay's bearish. Time frame, not sure. He wants to buy silver and sell gold. This spread has, what's it doing today? Silver's up 17 cents. Gold's up $17. It's about pretty much a wash, right?
Pretty much a wash. They're all up the same on a percentage basis. So I'd say it's a wash.
Yeah. So just say, who did that, Jay?
Yeah.
So Jay, the gold silver trade, it's a 1-to-1, just so you know. And if you've never done it before, it's 1-to-1. This spread, if you do it with using the big futures, can move as much as $1,000 to $2,000 a day. If you want to do it, or sometimes $3,000 a day. If you want to do it where it's a little bit less risk, buy silver, sell gold. The best way to do this is / SIL, that's silver. And this is the micro contract. So it's a little bit less. It's like about one-tenth the size or one-fifth the size? I think it's one-tenth.
I think it's one-tenth again, yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to put a bid in below, it got filled. And then you go / MGC, and I'm going to.
You're gonna do it one-to-one, right?
It's a one-to-one trade. Whether you do the micros or the minis, it's one-to-one. But this thing will move on an average day. Even the micros will move 100 to 200 bucks, and the minis will move $1,000 to $2,000 a day. This thing moves all over the place.
I've got we must be big in Australia, because I had a lot of people tell me that my pronunciation of Melbourne was much better than yours.
Yeah, well, most Australians don't know how to pronounce their own city.
You really are amazing. It's nothing like you, man. Russell turned green. The Dow turned green. Even the S&P down 13.
Hold on. We got to do this.
I know NASDAQ down 100. I'm just letting you know it came back a little bit.
So I'm working this Dell trade. How much would you give up on a Dell trade? Mid-price? I'm going to mid-price. Dell, man, they fight you in there. So we did a trade in Unity, CrowdStrike, BHP, Valero.
For $100, do you remember what BHP's name used to be? Do you know what BHP stands for?
As soon as you
Broken
say
Broken Hill Proprietary.
Broken Hill, right?
Yep, Broken Hill.
Do you know that when do you know that
you we used to own that mountain?
No. But I used to trade
Your grandmother Broken, did.
I used to trade Broken Hill because one of my buddies, when we went to college together, was a market maker at Bear Stearns. And he had like all these mining stocks, like he was making markets in like Canadian mining stocks, Australian mining stocks.
I remember when you first came on the floor, you liked the miners, NEM and all of them.
Yeah, but these were the junky ones from like Australia and Canada and Vancouver and all this stuff. And he used to make markets, and he would always be like, you got to buy Broken Hill. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Anyway, put that back up, John, for a sec. So we got long Chewy. We sold premium in Hewlett Packard. We got slightly long AMD. We did not get filled in Dell. In Dell.
Dell, you're working in order though. That's why it's got a little half green.
Yes, but I'm going to cancel it because Dell, they just keep moving the markets.
Take it down, turn it red, John.
John, we did not get filled in Dell. And then SI and GC, we bought silver and sold gold. And we did 9 out of 10 trades.
What do you want? A freaking medal?
It'd be nice.
Okay. Are you done yet?
Yes.
9 out of 10. Pretty good out of you, Sadov. See how we got that big red X up there for you, right on a timely basis? That's right. Nothing we can't do for you, Sadov. Yeah, right there. See that? We'll be back in 90 seconds. We got more Tasty Live after this with the Skinny on Options Math. That's right. Jacob, we'll be back in 90 seconds.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.